a girlfriend of mine.
No, Matt, you gotta handle your own women. Matt, be bold. Come on, be bold.
Yeah, this woman, like, we got into a fight, but I really like her a lot.
Yeah, so you gotta patch it up. I can't smooth it over. I mean, I'll call her, and she'll be perking and happy and laughing, but you're still a dork to her, so you gotta call her, buddy.
Oh, come on, man.
You gotta call her and be a man about it. Be a man about it.
Don't be
a wimp about it. You gotta handle your own women. That's rule one in life. Ain't nobody can handle your woman for you.
Oh, come on.
Oh, listen to your whining. Listen to your whining. I hope she's not listening right now to hear you whine like that. To hear you on your knees, Matthew. To hear you on your knees. I mean, no woman wants to be married to a wimp. I mean, they have this talk about, well, I like a man with sensitivity, a man who's not afraid to express his fear, I mean, deep inside. No woman wants a wimp. I mean, I learned a long time ago with Estelle that sometimes being forceful was the right way to be. I remember one time we had this big fight. I stormed out of the house. I was going to take some underwear and stuff and move into a hotel. Then I got to thinking, hey, let's patch this. I went back to the house. I said, Estelle, she was sitting there. She wouldn't say anything, just looking down. I said, Estelle, all right, we've had a fight. But we have a marriage. And we have a life. We have to go on with it. We have to patch it up. Because, you know, if I go out and you sit here sulking, nothing's going to come of it. She said, but I'm mad. I said, what do you got to be mad about? We had a fight, all right? It's over. She said, but I'm still mad. I said, you're still mad? I'll give you something to be mad about. I have to be mad about this. This you should be mad about. Yeah. I said, now you can be mad, huh? She said, why, you swine. You swine. I said, come on, Estelle. Do something about it. She picked up an ashtray. She threw it and narrowly missed my head. I backhanded her across the couch. Yeah. When she got up, there was a trickle of blood from the left side of her mouth, and her tongue touched it. And it turned around. Suddenly, I could see her eyes mist over. She touched her cheek. She said, take me now. Take me now, you big bastard. And so I grabbed her and I said, all right, Estelle. She said, yes, yes. I said, Estelle, stop wagging your feet back and forth like that. She said, I would if you'd let me take off my pantyhose, for crying out loud.